Stanley Tucci made a name for himself playing gangsters, but lately he's been playing unsavory people in comedies. He co-stars in the comedy It Could Happen to You as Bridget Fonda's estranged and greedy husband, who shows up again the moment he hears she's won the lottery. Tucci has also co-starred in Undercover Blues, The Pelican Brief, Prelude to a Kiss, Beethoven, Billy Bathgate, and The Public Eye. Like many of Tucci's fans, I first saw him in Wise Guy, the TV crime series from the late 80s. He starred with Jerry Lewis and Ron Silver in a series of episodes set in New York's garment industry. Tucci played Ricky Penzola, the head of organized crime which controls the garment industry. He extorts money from Jerry Lewis, who owns a business. In this scene, Tucci is raising his fee.
Okay, this is the deal. Money at 2 points above prime. Consulting fee of 1% a month on a full loan while money is outstanding. All checks to all vendors will be drawn directly from this office, for which there is a 1-point monthly service fee. And your contract with Amici Trucking will be updated to reflect contemporary charging practices. 4 cents a unit.
That's more than double what we're paying Amici now.
I know, yeah.
I had an agreement with your father.
Going back 40 years, I know. My father, God bless him, he had a heart of gold. But as a businessman, I mean no disrespect, he was an idiot. So. Maybe you should shop the deal before you decide.
Who's got time for shopping? You got a deal.
Now, this is where I first really noticed you in Wise Guy. I thought you were terrific in it.
Oh, thanks.
And I was thinking about how much fun it must have been to bully Jerry Lewis on camera.
I was terrified. I really was, you know.
He's a huge personality, Jerry Lewis. I mean, I don't mean in the scheme of things. I mean, he himself, when he walks into a room, he's a huge personality. I mean, and very funny. One of the funniest people I've ever met. He's truly funny. And I was very intimidated, you know. I mean, Jerry Lewis knows more about film than, my God, just about anybody I've ever met.
Would he do comic shtick off camera?
Oh, forget it, yeah. I mean, it was hard to sort of get back into things. He was always bumping into walls and pretending he was walking into doors and stuff.
So what was the impact of that role in Wise Guy on your career?
I think it had a tremendous impact. And it was funny because I really didn't want to do it. But I was, you know, it was very difficult for me to get work. I wasn't really getting any film work. Or I was getting small roles in film. And the TV stuff that was coming was always the heavy. And I thought, oh, I don't want to do this heavy thing. It turned out to be a very good experience. And it turned out to have a tremendous impact. The power of television is extraordinary. So many millions of people see it.
That was particularly good TV. It was you, Ron Silver, Jerry Lewis. I mean, yeah. It was really wonderful.
It was good. Yeah, it was the cream of the crop, I think, you know, as far as writing and everything goes. But it still, to this day, when I walk into casting, a casting sessions or something, people always say, oh, that Wise Guy thing, I thought you were so great, and I saw that, and blah, blah, blah. So really, it did tremendous things for my career. It really helped a great deal, I think. But at the same time, you know, people, then they see you, and they want you to do that gangster thing, too, that you did so well on Wise Guy.
Now, how do you think you started getting heavy-type roles? I mean, if I just sort of still photograph of you, I don't think I'd say, oh, yeah, perfect gangster.
I don't know the answer to that question. I suppose because I did it well. And I think it has to do with something called with status, I think, which is a technique that a teacher by the name of Keith Johnstone teaches, which is high and low status. The character of Muerte, let's say, in Undercover Blues is a low status character when he's terrified, but when he is mugging somebody, he comes off as very high status, you know. And in doing somebody like Rick Pinzolo or one of those, or the thing I did in Billy Bathgate playing Lucky Luciano, they're very high status characters. They control everything just by walking into a room. And I was trained in to be able to do that, to switch your status, which I think is important for an actor. You'll see people who will play always the high status character, the heavy guy, you know, who is always in control. And they'll have that career always, and that's what the guy always does. I have no interest in doing that. I want always to switch things around so that the next time you see me, maybe I'm some guy who can barely, you know, get out of bed in the morning, you know, and has difficulty, you know, making a cup of coffee. He's so low status. So it was really the training that I had that that allowed me to sort of, you know, perfect that technique.
That's a really interesting approach. Could you describe at all how you change your status when you're
I think status changes is really very simple stuff, and then it's a matter of, I mean, the hard work comes in where you must integrate it fully into your being, you know. I mean, it has to take over subconsciously. And, you know, some of the first rules are a high-status person talks more slowly, he moves more slowly, his movements are minimal, has a great sort of sense of peripheral vision, something like that. And that's the kind of stuff that I did, you know, in the wise guy thing.
Mm-hmm.
I could shift into that. And then as soon as we'd cut, I would become a low status person, which I am for the most part in real life, which is I talk sort of quickly. I move my hands a lot. I avert my eyes from people and don't look them in the eye a lot of times. Things like that. That's a sort of low status character. A low status character is something like a clown or somebody like that, or Inspector Clouseau.
Mm-hmm.
Is the perfect example of a low status character trying to be a high status character.
Right.
You know,
right.
And he fails constantly, and that's why he's so funny, because he thinks himself this high status character. The guy says he's a disaster, you know, because he's so low status. He can never do anything as smoothly and slowly as he'd like to. You know, and that's the kind of thing that I worked with in Undercover Blues, too.
Now, you describe yourself in real life as more low status than high status, but can you control that at all? Like, when you know that you're required to have a certain amount of self-confidence, like, say, in an audition when people want to think that, hey, you're really good or
mm-hmm.
something, can you fake being high status even
absolutely.
If you're feeling low status?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm doing it right now. As we speak. Yes, sure. It's so it never ends, really. I mean, and I think we all do it innately in life, you know. You'll see people do it. They see people walk into a room and suddenly they change, you know. And you go, what happened to that person? Why did they suddenly? But they put on this thing and their status changes. It's just very interesting, I think. And yes, I can control it, sure.
When you were young, did you have a gift for doing impressions or mimicking people you knew?
Yes, I did. I was a big cheap ham.
who did you do as a kid?
Oh, God, I did. Oh, anybody. I would imitate anyone, and I would come up with things, you know, characters and ways of walking and talking and, you know. I would do anything. I remember my cousin one time, my cousin Dino and I sat on the telephone Christmas Day in my uncle's house, and he would just dial numbers at random, and he'd say, here's my cousin, he's going to do some impressions. And I would do these terrible impressions of famous people, you know, they were just the worst. And people would say, well, we wish him Merry Christmas and hang up. But yes, I was always discovering different personalities.
Yeah, you know, I've heard of phony phone calls and made my share of them, but I've never heard of, like, stand-up comedy phone calls where you call somebody up and you do shtick and then they thank you and hang up.
Yeah, it could be a new thing.
Yeah.
Really annoying thing, but...
So who would you do on the telephone?
Oh, I don't know. You know, Humphrey Bogart or somebody, or John Wayne, or, you know, the classic sort of, you know, people that you imitate. But they were terrible. I mean, they were just terrible. But I believed they were good, you know.
You started acting professionally when you got out of college?
Yes.
And I read that you got an agent as soon as you
Yes, I
you
did.
Got out.
I did.
What were your first stills like? Your first still photographs to show around?
Oh, they were awful. They were awful. I mean, I won't mention the photographer's name, but they were just terrible. And I was very uncomfortable, and I still don't like to have my picture taken.
Uh-huh.
But they were terrible, and I was really embarrassed about them.
What were they supposed to show off about you?
The thing is, I don't know, and I think that was the problem, and I don't think the guy knew either.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did me no good at all. I think, actually, when I began to lose my hair, this may sound funny, but I started to get more work, because I looked my age, finally, in a way. Because I'd go in for these, like, young boy roles, and I wasn't a young boy, even though I was young. I mean, I wasn't... You know, I just couldn't do that stuff, you know.
Well, it's true. I've never seen you in the Brat Pack type movies.
No, and I wouldn't be there.
And you're probably the age of some of those people.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know.
You wouldn't have wanted those movies anyways, probably.
Well, I don't know at the time. Maybe I would have. You know, I would have liked anything probably at the time. But, you know, it was a struggle, you know. I don't think people knew where to place me, and I actually still think that they don't know where to place me.
Well, I want to thank you a lot for talking with us.
Oh, I want to thank you for having me here.
Stanley Tucci recorded last year. He co-stars in It Could Happen to You. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.